Preface. On the morning of June 6, 1924, at a camp perched at 23,000 feet on an ice ledge high above the East Rongbuk Glacier and just below the lip of Everest's North Col, expedition leader, Lieutenant Colonel Edward Norton, said farewell to two men about to make a final desperate attempt for the summit. At 37, George Lee Mallory was Britain's most illustrious climber. Sandy Irvine was a young scholar of 22 from Oxford, with little previous mountaineering experience. Time was of the essence. Though the day was clear, in the southern skies, great rolling banks of clouds revealed that the monsoon had reached Bengal and would soon sweep over the Himalaya and, as one of the climbers put it, obliterate everything. Mallory remained characteristically optimistic. In a letter home, he wrote, "We're going to sail to the top this time, and God with us, or stamp to the top with a wind in our teeth." Norton was less sanguine. "There is no doubt," he confided to John Knoll, a veteran Himalayan explorer and the expedition's photographer, "Mallory knows he's leading a forlorn hope." Perhaps the memory of previous losses weighed on Norton's mind. Seven Sherpas left dead on the mountain in 1922, two more this season. The Scottish physician Alexander Kellis buried at Camp Hadzong during the approach march and reconnaissance of 1921, not to mention the near misses. Mallory himself, a climber of stunning grace and power, had, on Everest, already come close to death on three occasions. Norton knew the cruel face of the mountain. From the North Col, the route to the summit follows the North Ridge, which rises dramatically in several thousand feet to fuse with the Northeast Ridge, which, in turn, leads to the peak. Just the day before, he and Howard Somerville had set out from an advanced camp on the North Ridge at 26,800 feet. Staying away from the bitter winds that sweep the Northeast Ridge, they had made an ascending traverse to reach the Great Kulwa that clefts the north face and falls away from the base of the summit pyramids to the Rongbuk Glacier, 10,000 feet below. Somerville gave out at 28,000 feet. Norton pushed on, shaking with cold, shivering so drastically he thought he had succumbed to malaria. Earlier that morning, climbing on black rock, he had foolishly removed his goggles. By the time he reached the Kulwa, he was seeing double, and it was all he could do to remain standing. Forced to turn back at 28,126 feet, less than 900 feet below the summit, he was saved by Somerville, who led him across the ice-covered slabs. On the retreat to the North Col, Somerville himself suddenly collapsed, unable to breathe. He pounded his own chest, dislodged the obstruction, and coughed up the entire lining of his throat. By morning, Norton had lost his sight. Temporarily blinded by the sunlight, in excruciating pain, he contemplated Mallory's plan of attack. Instead of traversing the face to the Kulwa, Mallory and Irvine would make for the Northeast Ridge, where only two obstacles barred the way to the summit pyramid: a distinctive tower of black rock dubbed the First Step, and further along, the Second Step, a 100-foot bluff that would have to be scaled. Though concerned about Irvine's lack of experience, Norton had done nothing to alter the composition of the team. Mallory was a man possessed. A veteran of all three British expeditions, he knew Everest better than anyone alive. 2 days later, on the morning of June 8, Mallory and Irvine set out from their high camp for the summit. The bright light of dawn gave way to soft shadows as luminous banks of clouds passed over the mountain. Noel O'Dell, a brilliant climber in support, last saw them alive at 12:50 p.m., faintly from a rocky crag. Two small objects moving up the ridge. As the mist rolled in, enveloping their memory in myth, he was the only witness. Mallory and Irvine would not be seen or heard from again. Their disappearance would haunt a nation and give rise to the greatest mystery in the history of mountaineering. Never did O'Dell doubt that they reached the summit before meeting their end.